And good afternoon. Welcome back. 518, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Paige Winfield Cunningham, political reporter at the Washington Times. Hello, Paige.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. Under the heading, Religious Colleges Join Fight Over Contraceptives, Paige has a story in today's Washington Times about lawsuits challenging Obama's mandate. First of all, I got to say this. I had no idea that we would be talking so much about contraceptives and contraception in 2012 leading up, you know, to a presidential election, but somewhat has seen fit to make this the topic of conversation over the past couple of weeks. I guess what's happened as a result of the administration dealing with churches in particular, that's also triggered an avalanche of colleges getting involved in all of this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're kind of seeing this growing outcry, which started a few weeks ago, a few months ago, with Catholic groups expressing opposition to this. And now we're seeing legislation filed against it that would overturn it. And we're seeing these lawsuits, three new lawsuits that were filed on Tuesday, which are aiming to get the administration to repeal this mandate.
Okay, now these are religious institutions by nature, right?
Yes, okay. One Catholic school and two evangelical schools.
Okay. The administration obviously has made exceptions when it comes to churches. Is there any indication that they would be willing to do the same thing with these colleges? Is that what they're after, ultimately?
Well, they essentially have. Almost 2 weeks ago, the administration did announce a compromise after they were hearing all this opposition, and they basically said they would create a new exemption, which would also include religious charities, religious colleges, and also religious hospitals. But these organizations are still saying that the compromise, they don't see it as a compromise, it doesn't go far enough, and they're expressing a lot of skepticism that this is actually going to get them out of the mandate.
Uh-huh. And it's more about religious freedom in general? Is that what the battle is going to be over?
That's what they're trying to turn it into. The Catholics, of course, have taken a historical stance against contraception, and that's kind of what they started out opposing. Evangelicals, of course, not so much, although they're now protesting the types of contraception that they regard as abortion-inducing, the Ella and Plan B and morning after pill, which employers would also have to cover. But I think both groups are kind of joining together to try to make this about a broader struggle, about religious freedom.
Yeah, I've seen some staggering numbers, a number of members of churches from around the world stepping up, even those, you think it's an issue just here in America, but it's upset some people in other countries around the world. And I imagine the clamor is going to become even greater as we continue down the path toward the election. Now, Obama supporters, some of them are claiming the Republicans are making this a bigger deal than it really is. But the argument would have to be made that, didn't they start this?
yeah. I mean, a lot of these groups that are opposing the mandate really kind of oppose the entire healthcare law to begin with. The administration and I think Democrats supporting it are trying to say, hey, this is about women's health. This is about their access to contraception. And, of course, the fact is that most of these, surveys showing that most Catholics use contraception, that a lot of these groups, it's not really, it's something that's widespread. So I think that's why a lot of these groups are trying to make it about religious freedom, because, they do have to concede that, this isn't really something that most Catholics toe the line on in their individual lives.
Yeah, no, it's true. Is the thought perhaps that these lawsuits could become so overwhelming by numbers that the Obama administration would back completely away?
I mean, I think that's the hope. I think a lot of the folks I've talked to have said they hope this turns into something as big as the lawsuits against the individual mandate in the Affordable Care Act, which, of course, is going to be heard before the Supreme Court next month.
That's where I was going with this.
Yeah.
Will this end up in the Supreme Court?
I think it's still too early to know. These three lawsuits that were filed today make at least seven to be filed against the mandate, and that's just in a couple months span of time. So we're likely to see more. And, of course, we're seeing the fight on on Capitol Hill as well, with Republican lawmakers pushing for bills that would overturn this. And so I think we're seeing the fight really growing on all different fronts. We're seeing the protests from the Catholic bishops that are continuing. We're seeing these lawsuits, and then we're seeing the fight in legislation. So I don't think it's an issue that's going to be going away anytime soon.
Yeah, and we've also seen instances where members of the of various church organizations have even vowed to go to jail rather than comply.
I think that was that Rick Warren, I think, earlier today.
There were a couple of them actually over the past week or so. So yeah. I mean, it appears this fight is a little more serious than many thought it was originally. So
well, that's what they're certainly hoping to kind of create that perception.
Okay, and we know you'll follow the story. We will as well. And I want to thank you for stopping in today, and come back anytime.
Thank you.
All right, Paige Winfield Cunningham, political reporter for the Washington Times. 5:25, 7:30 a.m. 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth.